the truth.
Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, area code 512-248-8252, and we're talking with Bruce in Texas, who was talking about his experience in the military with diversity.
Yeah, now the guys I served with were, good people, and there was no racial tension at all in any of the units that I served in. So this is all being ginned up, and it's tragic. It's going to destroy your fighting capability. And
yes.
So I want to leave it at that, but that's not why I called. With the second assault there on the Alaska Mosque, it's clearly obvious that Benjamin Netanyahu and the Likudniks are trying to gin up yet more conflict. They're trying to provoke Hamas into launching rockets. I invite Layla to call in and tell me, without a lot of kvetching and hysterics, why the Israelis are the good guys in this conflict.
Okay.
And that's about all I got.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to go to Jim in New York. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. I encourage your audience to go to milesmathis.com, April 19th. He has an article titled Fake Race Wars. He shows how all the fake race incidents like George Floyd and Breonna mm-hmm. Taylor, they're all fake and they're staged. Almost everything you see, these incidents are fake.
Yeah, I agree.
And one of the reasons is because the Democrats, they have nothing to talk about but race.
Yes.
They're with the Republicans on tax cuts for billionaires, screwing the middle and working class, wars for Israel, unlimited immigration and cheap labor. All these big issues the Republicans and the Democrats, they agree on.
Mm-hmm.
So what else are they going to talk about? They're going to talk about fake racial incidents and racism. That's also a way to demonize middle and working class people.
Yes.
And the Republican establishment, as I said Monday, they're indifferent to issues that matter to working people. They really don't care about immigration, living wages, bringing jobs back that were outsourced.
Mm-hmm.
They could care less. And again, both the Democrat and the Republican establishment, they worship money. They both work for the billionaires. And that's why the Democrats, they have nothing to talk about. And they're in agreement with the Republican establishment.
Mm-hmm.
All they talk about in the media, the fake liberal media like NBC and CNN, they just talk about, quote, racism and these fake incidents. And if, again, go to Miles Mathis, Fake Race Wars, I encourage everyone to read. It's a real eye-opener. Both parties are controlled by the billionaire elite. Get them talking about race. Divide and conquer.
Mm-hmm.
It's the oldest trick in the book. Works every time. And, I encourage you, turn off your TV news. Turn it off, including Fox. Did everyone forget already how Fox was instrumental in stealing the election? Did they forget that already? And it was only three, four months ago?
Mm-hmm.
So Fox is not your friend. They're controlled opposition. And they're lying to you. Tucker is okay, but when the time comes and Tucker's called upon, maybe there'll be a big incident, maybe there'll be a war, Tucker will do what he's told. And I find that with a lot of these so-called conservatives, they'll give you a 90% truth, but then they'll hold you back for like a big incident, and then they'll toe the line. And you know, they've been talking about this crime against Asians.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you're not allowed to talk about it, but 90% of it's done by black males.
True.
And you know, that's the sad thing. We're not allowed to be honest about racial problems. And just in the Post today, there was an article, a black man murdering a white woman. But you can't talk about that, otherwise it would be racist. And, you know, these incidents, and, you know, Ashley Anderson and her father was murdered
mm-hmm.
in South Carolina by a black over a fender bender. Totally blacked out by the media. Instead, they talk about George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, another hoax, in my opinion. And, you know, that's why I like Tom in Florida, because he's honest.
Yes.
And he talks about these things. He's not like a couple of you callers who I won't mention.
Okay.
Phony. You know, even Jesse Jackson admitted 30 years ago that he said he was walking down the street. And he was relieved that they were white people walking behind him because, you know, people, they're afraid of blacks. And don't blame the victims. Blame the black criminals.
Yes.
Who are doing this.
Well, blame all the criminals.
Yes, but, you know, let's face it, over 50% of your murders and rapes are committed by blacks. And they're 13% of the population. So, you know, that's why Tom is good. He's honest. He's honest. He's your most honest caller, and he talks about these things. And I find a lot of fun. And, you know, the Republican Party, they're just neocons and what they call cucks, cuckservatives. Have you heard that term?
Yeah, I have heard that term.
And, you know, they're afraid to talk about these issues. And isn't it funny, you know, another issue, the transgenders.
Yeah.
Right? Total silence by the Republicans. And guess who's speaking out against it? Tulsi Gabbard, a Democrat.
Yep.
The Republican establishment, they're useless. They're cowards. They're neocons and cucks. And, you know, again, there's maybe a dozen who are worth voting for. But sadly, they represent the billionaire class just as the Democrats do. And it's very sad. And one more thing. Encourage everyone to listen to Layla on Sunday night, 10 o'clock. Eastern time on RBN, and she's a wealth of knowledge, and that's all I want to say. Thank you very much, Mike, and have a great weekend.
All right, well, thank you very much here, and we're going to switch over to Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Well, first of all, I hope they do purge the military of all the patriotic conservatives. Let's let the liberals fight the wars for Israel. That's fine with me. Let the loony left do it. They'll be running like mad, and whoever they're fighting, they can hit them in the back. So anyway, also the other thing I wanted to tell everybody, if anybody's interested, Wednesday, Wayne Allen Root, his show is called The War Room. I don't know what time, but I know it's Wednesday. he secured a half-hour interview with Donald Trump about the elections. It should
wow.
be interesting. Yep. So it's Wayne Allen Root. He's on GCN. I just have to go on the computer and find out what time this thing's going to be. The half-hour interview is pretty long. It should be interesting.
Yep.
Also, you know, we do have white privilege. I'll tell you what we've been privileged, we white people. We've been very privileged to pay taxes all these years.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm ready for equity. Let's let the blacks and the browns, let's let them pay all the taxes. See how that goes. I'm willing to give up my white privilege.
Okay. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. That's been our privilege. Also, if Layla was on the phone, I'd like to know, what is Layla's DNA? Is she an Arab? Is she a Jew? Or what is she?
I think she's going to go really into that in a little more depth on her Sunday show. That's
okay,
my understanding.
I'm really interested in what her DNA is.
Well, I know she had one of those, DNA, those at-home DNA tests done. So she's got a pretty good idea of, what's in that woodpile.
Yeah, I had one of those done, too. Very interesting what comes out. Pretty much you know what you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know where your grandparents were from. So you pretty much coincides with what you knew. There's like one surprise. I had 2% Scandinavian, which means mm-hmm. one of my relatives must have doodled around with a Viking or something. Everything else seemed to coincide with what I knew.
Okay.
So, okay, that's it. But I do want to let the loony left fight the wars. And let's let the blacks and the browns pay the taxes. Let's see how far that goes. I'm going to give up my privilege.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We're going to switch to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Your ears must be burning. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, Michael, good day, and have a great weekend. You and Clara now, Mike.
Yes.
Yeah, to Jim, another great call by Jim. You know, to me, Jim's one of the best callers without question, and shout out to him. And I also want to, Michael, I want to shout out to Marco. The other day, he had a very passionate, very powerful speech, what he said. He's a young-blooded guy. If we need some guy, maybe on some guy on RBN, it may be a guy like Marco. He's a young-blooded guy, you know,
yeah.
full of vigor, and he's hitting right to the point, man. He was right to the point the other day. It was a wonderful call he made. So, but here's and the last call was good too, which he's absolutely right. Well, you know, white privilege. Hey, just all of us white guys women start paying taxes. See how long this country lasts. How long Zionists and BLM and Antifa will last? It'd be total chaos. But here, Mike, here's what I want to get to now.
Okay.
Here's what I want to get talking about. Last night, okay, on Sean Hannity, he had on a senator of the United States government named Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee.
Yes. Yes.
Marsha Blackburn saying that this bumbling buffoon, this dirty white Irish pig, Biden, is bringing these illegals in these cities at midnight up to 5 o'clock in the morning under cover, under darkness. They're bringing all these illegals, and they're not only Mexicans, they're not Central Americans, they're Iranians, they're Africans, they're everybody. They're bringing them in all these cities. Why would they bring more voters into a red state, Mike? Marsha Blackburn she was ready to steam up, man, I can tell you. She's ready to blow, like Ron Johnson, another great senator. These senators are getting fed up with this nonsense, Mike. These criminals, like Kamala, that commie Harris, and this bumbling buffoon we got and his crazy, insane, adulterous wife want to flood our cities, especially the red states, with all these illegal immigrants, Mike. It's going to
yes.
turn these elections forever. We got to
yes.
stop this now. And it says white men and women should go out by the millions and say enough is enough until you take care of our ass. We get the better health care. We get everything that we deserve. Like the last caller you had talking about taxes. My family's been paying taxes since they started taxes in this country. And I do have Scandinavian blood in me. And I got Irish blood. I got Scottish blood. Okay, I'm a Northern European, and I'm very proud of my people. I'm very proud of George Washington and the Founding Fathers. I'm very proud of them. I have nothing bad to say about even the wonderful great generals of the South. There were wonderful men in my book.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing to be ashamed about those men. Okay? Robert E. Lee was a super gentleman. He could have been a real jerk like Nathan Bedford Forrest, and that Civil War would have never ended, Mike, and you know that.
Yes.
That war would have went on another 20 years if Nathan Bedford Forrest would have took command of the Southern armies. Now, Mike, here's what I want to get to now. Let's look at this immigration invasion, Mike.
Yeah.
It's absolutely horrendous what they're doing to these young kids, these little kids, no parents, but they're just bringing them in here for the main purpose of what you always been saying, Mike, votes. This
yes.
is all about the swing, the election. These little kids
they're not supposed
coming
to vote
here. They
in the first
going,
place.
Exactly. They should be going to Argentina, Colombia, Uruguay, Paraguay, where they speak Spanish, and they got all these Latin countries, and they're not Latin, by the way, Mike. Let's get that correct. These people are Hispanic. They're not
yes.
Latin. I'm tired of hearing this crap about all these Latinos. They're not Latinos. They have nothing to do with Latino. A Latino is a Roman. He's an Italian. They have to do with the Italians. The Latino people are not only from Rome, Mike. Am I lying?
Well, I don't think it's quite clear cut, but you're absolutely right. Why did Latin America become known as Latin America when hardly anybody down there outside of the priesthood speaks Latin?
Thank you. Exactly. They're Hispanic. They're from Hispaniola. Whatever. They're Hispanic. Okay, Mike? Look, I can tell you right now, I've been to Cuba. When the first Castilians went into Cuba, they were red hair and blue eyes or light skin. The men went to Cuba. I could, in Puerto Rico, by the way, too. And all
mm-hmm.
those through the Windward Passage. The Windward Passage, all those Castilians, St. Augustine, Florida. Those people were white as white could be. Now, Mike, here's another thing that's really perplexing. And I'll go back to immigration in a minute. You got this Ignacio Ocasio-Cortez, who's got
yeah.
lighter skin than me, most of us, claiming that white people are this and that, white people are racist. This broad has got whiter skin than most people. She's got those dark eyes, but she's white as white can get. She was a
yes.
bartender who actually hates her skin color. Okay, she got her black hair. She bleaches her hair. They have pictures of her when she had red hair. Did you ever see the picture of Ignacio Ocasio-Cortez with her red hair, Mike?
No, I never did. That would be interesting.
Yes, they have pictures. Yes, and she was a barmaid. She also has a white boyfriend, Mike. I don't know if you're familiar. I believe he's... I believe he's Irish. I'm not 100%. I know he's a white man. She's with a white guy. So I guess this guy every day has got to hear how bad he is as a white man from her.
Yeah.
Ignacio Ocasio-Cortez. And when you call her, if you call her a Washington number, it's first thing you got to, you want it in Spanish or do you want it in English? I mean, you know, the Germans weren't able to get away with this. The Germans are the biggest majority in the United States, Mike. They can't
yes.
speak German all
oh,
over the TV station.
They're very present in this part of Indiana, that's for sure. A lot of good sausages around here.
Absolutely, and they got a lot of Polish up there, I'm sure too. Kielbasa and all. They got all, look. I'm from up north myself, Mike. I was born
yeah.
up north, but I can tell you, look at my city. It's destroyed. The city's destroyed. It's been destroyed for 60, 70 years. You know what city I'm talking about? Duh, Bears.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike. You know what's happening here is. Hold on. What's happening here is utter insanity. What the white women and white men who are in blue states would want a guy like Biden to flood their states with more illegals so they can't get good health care? They can't
yeah,
get
but we,
and
you know,
like
it's
you say,
becoming
they're
more
like,
and more obvious that these people didn't vote for Biden in the first place.
Correct. I totally agree with that. Absolutely, Mike. But, you know, we got to face reality. Like Marco said, we have to face reality, Mike. And Miles said it too a few times. We got to face reality. This country is a teeter-totter away from this all-out, utter disaster. How can this bumbling buffoon Biden tell the Russians they can build a pipeline in Europe, but we can't have the Keystone XL pipeline built, Mike?
Yeah, I made that point earlier in the week. Yeah.
Exactly. What sickness these Democrats have. They're so demonic. They're so evilly spirited. It's mind-boggling
yeah.
to me how they want to crush
okay.
this wonderful
Tom,
nation that we have, Mike.
Tom, I'm sorry. I got to cut you off. Got to take a break
us.
For commercials. I let you have a lot of airtime, and we're going to take a break for commercials. We got more callers waiting on the line. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here. We do have some phone lines open right now, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to James in Charlotte. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. You were talking about these videos that show the Capitol Police letting some of the demonstrators in, you know, opening up the barricades and so forth for them.
Yeah, they invited them in. I mean, they were beckoning them in. You know, that's what the videos are showing.
Well, I was watching some of those videos just as recently as 2 days ago. Now I can't find any of them on YouTube. What I find is this: the following content has been identified by the YouTube community as inappropriate or offensive to some audiences.
Yeah.
So they've wiped most of them, if not all of them. I haven't been able to find any of them I was watching. Hopefully, I'm sure that they're on Brighteon and some of the other services.
Yeah, there are some video services out there, you know, that have not yet fallen under the control of the government censors. I'm sure they're working to correct that right now. But, you know, every time a new video provider becomes compromised, three more spring up to take its place.
Yeah. One thing I saw on a couple of the videos, not all of the police officers were wearing helmets or masks. And there were a few that were quite recognizable. I mean, you would be able to tell who they were. on the videos, and I'm hoping that they don't have a stroke like Officer Sicknick did.
Yeah.
And whatever it was, or get suicided. But they're definitely are identifiable on some of the videos. So I'm hoping that you know that these videos get to some congressmen who have the guts to bring it up and demand some hearings on this.
Well, they're going to have the hearings. You know, the Democrats pushed through this 9/11 style commission to study what happened on January 6th, and you know, they're trying to exclude Republicans from it now. That's how scared they are. Because if it's a truly bipartisan hearing, then those videos showing the police inviting the protesters in, those are going to get shown. And you know, the whole facade, the whole hoax is falling apart on them.
Well, the Republicans ought to be just as eager for it as the Democrats, but I don't know. They're so gutless or incompetent that they're determined to try and block it.
Who went along with it, you know, but on the other hand, they may realize that the Democrats are going to self-destruct on this. They're going to hoist on their own petard, and they're probably saying, yeah, let's give them enough rope to hang themselves with.
Yeah. Well, here's hoping that that happens.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to go to Jason in Colorado. Hello, Jason. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, I'm a farmer in eastern Colorado. We grow grain, corn, wheat.
Good.
We run cattle in that. And people were mentioning Roundup, you know, glyphosate as being a problem. And it's really quite beyond that now. Most of the weeds here where I live, they're now all resistant to glyphosate. It will not kill them.
Yes.
So, the big thing is now is paraquat, that old... the old standby, the one you don't want to get one on you, you know, when you're filling a tank like this. That's
yes.
That's the new standby again. You know, it was the old standby, and then it proved to be so toxic that no one wanted to use it. It caused Parkinson's disease, ALS.
I remember when they were spraying it on marijuana plants to try and discourage, you know, the dopers, and that blew up in their face when it was discovered how sick it was making everybody.
Right, right. Well, it's highly toxic. It's a neurotoxin. It's in that neurotoxin class of herbicides that it's really quite profound. It's, you know, very similar in effect, not in chemical composition, but in effect to Agent Orange as far as how it manifests itself on the human or a mammalian body, you know. So
yeah,
everybody's worried about... eating Roundup, that Roundup, it's becoming a thing of the past, you know. So bigger and better and more money.
Yeah.
So, it is what it is. And then with government funding and farming, you know, it's not really, it's not a free market. It's all regulated.
Yes.
Just like the gold and silver market in that before Cloward Pippin, there were you had to have grain, physical grain, to buy a contract, and it had to be certified by the government or another certification agency before you could ever buy a contract to put on the futures market.
Yes.
But with Cloward Pivin, where they let the banks bat money around and paper gold, paper silver, just, everybody gets it, right? We don't have to paint a picture, but, it's the supply and the demand. Don't hit the rubber on the road.
All right. Well, listen, Jason, I got to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials. We've got callers waiting on the line, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we
welcome
did.
Back to our show here, and we've got phone lines open right now. Area code 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to James in Vancouver. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, good afternoon. You commented or reported yesterday that Lavrov met Blinken in Reykjavik. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so the subtlety there is that the Russians don't even want Blinken on the property. He's not allowed to come to Russia.
Well, no, they're having side meetings, coincident with the Atlantic Council, which meets in Reykjavik.
Oh, I thought this was to defuse the problems that are facing Israel and the Palestinians. I assumed that was the case.
No, the reason for Reykjavik is the Atlantic Council is meeting, and Blinken and Lavrov are having their discussions off to one side regarding the situation with Russia.
Okay, but still, it's I don't think it's a business as usual thing. My impression is that the second thing you mentioned was that the Russians advised all their people to get out of Gaza. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, they're making preparations for evacuation flights.
Yeah, well, so that would mean that the Russians know that this thing is going to continue.
Well, we had the story, of the evacuation before the declared ceasefire, and now that the ceasefire has obviously collapsed, I expect Russia will simply move forward.
Right, but nevertheless, in the midst of this so-called ceasefire that was yesterday, I believe, Russia says, no, you're all coming back, or make plans to come back. So somebody knows what's really going to happen there, I think. This is my point.
I see your point, but again, the timeline is against you. Russia made the announcement about bringing their nationals back from Gaza before the ceasefire was announced.
Okay, fair enough. But nevertheless, there's the moral high ground, and who has the moral high ground right now in that conflict? That would be the last point I'd like to make, is that question should be asked, and I don't think it's the United States.
No, it's not the United States, and it's not Israel. In fact, world opinion very much came down on the side of the Palestinians on this one.
By the way, one more thing. I have no problem with Layla offering the olive branch, what she's trying to do. I would not criticize her for that because, I don't think she has to prove to anybody that she's pro-Palestinian or anything like that. I think she's suffered enough, and I think people should leave her alone and not bother with that ridiculous nonsense. She doesn't have to.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but with her taking on a radio show now, she has in effect become a public personality. It's something she's already used to from her long years of experience in the media. And it's a hot kitchen, and occasionally she's going to get splattered, as are we all.
Anyway, she's got my sympathy. This is the point, okay?
Okay, well, you might call in on Sunday and tell her that.
I'm going to do that. I am going to do that, and I want to let you know that half of my family are Khazars, okay? The Hungarian side, we're all, what do you call it, converso. So this conflict, you don't just sit on one side. Oh, I'm a this and I'm a that, and not in an international conflict. It's easy to get into that, right? Yeah, but that's not how these things work. You've got to look at the chessboard in terms of the realities. See, and that's why I think Russia has got the chessboard right now, and the United States has got a problem. But anyway, we'll leave it at that.
Well, I agree with you. The United States has a problem. We are an empire in decline, and we have a government that is certainly not being graceful about that decline. And they seem to be striking out at everybody, including the American people, in their desire to cling to power.
Well, and America, as well as Canada and a lot of other nations, I said it before, have lost their leaders. These leaders have no guts and no brains, okay? And the leader now, too, is Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. That's my analysis. Doesn't matter what my blood is and what my DNA is, the facts are the facts. But okay, thanks for taking my call, and have a good weekend. Best to Claire.
All right, I certainly will do that, and we're going to go to Lauren in Ohio. Hello, Lauren. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, I want to agree with exactly what he said. It's not our heritage. It's our behavior. When you bomb places, blow up kids, blow up the media, don't let people talk, these are bad things. I don't care what color you are. So,
yes.
With regard to the COVID, that's not an accident, and we can't let them get off the hook with that. If we let them take this story and tune it to that nonsense, we deserve getting our butts kicked. They did it. We've got all the research to show where they paid for it. Peter Daszak admitted he created it in 2017. You have all the money tracking from the, what was the name of the foundation? The EcoHealth Alliance, which was funded by the NIH. Fauci up there lying, the NIH didn't fund it. It's like when Clinton said, well, it depends on what the meaning of is. I did not have sex with that woman. That cigar and all that. Well, that's not defined as sex. It's game playing. And the thing is, us accepting their baloney game playing, that's the problem. We keep talking about what they're doing, and they're doing this stuff. Nobody's doing anything to you. That lady who said she wanted to get out from under that burden, get out from under it. Break the contracts. You didn't even have to break the contract. I haven't paid taxes since 1994, and I didn't file or fill out anything. I haven't put my children in school, 30 down to 13. I'm not asking people permission about how I live my life. This is my life. I'll make the decisions. And my point is, people can make the decisions. Stop giving them money to hurt you with. You keep paying them and doing things. You know, well, maybe it was a mistake, and, you know, that's their cover. Well, you know, it might have escaped from the lab. No, it didn't. It was released on you because if you read the SPARS 2025 to 2028 document, the three-year drill, it's all laid out right there, including the power outages, including the, is the mask good? Is the mask bad? We're not sure. That equivocation that we're just so unstable, it's to stimulate learned helplessness in the population. So everybody just lays down and just takes it. And people that are smart, like you and Claire, you took that shot. And we were begging you, don't do it, don't do it. And you're like, well, but we got to see our mom. Well, and this is my point. They did this to your mindset so that even the smartest and the strongest amongst us, I mean,
yes,
that's where I would count you, okay? But we just, you know, since it's not our specialty, we're trusting the experts. And if we would just remember, the experts were the ones that put us here. The expert bankers bankrupted the country and stole all our gold. The expert economist people and union people moved all your jobs to China, paid lock, stock, and barrel, and gave them insurance if there was any loss. Your Bill Gates and Ted Turner own all the farmland with their genetically modified seed that can tolerate aluminum. And now they want to put needles in your arms, and people are like, well, should I? That's our problem. Our problem is us. So I'm going to tell people again, don't pay taxes. You don't owe. I mean, the bottom line is, are you a child of the living God? Did a man make you? No. So how can you possibly be responsible to give the fruit of your labor, your energy, over to another man because he says so? Because he's got a gang that'll burn your place down if you don't do what he wants? Well, that's where we're going if we don't cut this off. So my suggestion, and for people who want to, well, I'm afraid not to pay taxes. Look, I totally get that. Fine, put him in escrow, okay? Pay into an escrow account. Say, look, you are throwing away our money. You are spending trillions of dollars to bring foreigners into our country, ship them all over, and give them money, thousands, tens of thousands of dollars. We're not going to pay for this anymore. We need people to take action. Get your children out of those schools. What are they doing there? And don't talk about, well, you know, my kid's an honor student. Well, they need to socialize, really, with all the druggies and all the sodomites and all the trannies and all the, because, I mean, I'm not against anybody, but there's right constructive behavior that builds more, and there's destructive behavior that, hey, you may be having fun like Pinocchio. You're having fun, but those ears and tail are growing, and as soon as you shift to donkey baby, you're done. So my point is, we still have time to pull this back. Stop giving them money. Stop obeying illegitimate authority. These people are not your boss.
No, they're not, especially after that last election.
That's right, and we need to hold them to account and put Donald Trump back. If I robbed a bank and told you it's 6 months gone by, I'm going to keep this money. And now, you don't look in the past, you know. We have to look forward. Would you put up with that? No. Donald Trump won that election. It's what the people want. Why are we listening to the Chinese and the bankers and 6,000 people that think they're better than you calling themselves super class? And I'm saying stop giving them money, stop doing what they say, start passing the word, RBN, stickers, T-shirts, write it on the board. When you go into the grocery store, they've got those stick-up boards. Everybody, hit those stores, Republic Broadcasting, put the times for your favorite shows, whatever. But this is the action that we have to take. We cannot keep whining and complaining and talking about, well, the black this and the white women and the blah, blah, blah. Dude, you know, we have to stop paying attention to what they want us to pay attention to and pay attention to what matters. And foundationally, our Constitution's being undermined. We're not having it. Not for communism, not for any of it. Stop giving them money. You don't owe them money. The fruit of your labor belongs to you. Stop giving them access to your children. Boycott big business and shop with RBN. Anything you can buy with them, buy it. So I appreciate your time. I'll get off. It's maddening because, Mike, you're brilliant, and I've been listening to you for years, but you took that shot. And I know you're looking back at it now saying, oh, geez, what have I done? But
yeah, I'm definitely having a shot remorse here. But again, at the time Claire and I got the Johnson & Johnson shot, there had been no reports of counterindications. That,
well, no,
of course, has since changed.
But here's the thing. In my field, because I'm a naturopathic doctor, and my daughter just wrote a 50-page thesis on COVID for her doctorate. In fact, yes, she finished that in like January or February, and I was reporting this stuff to you guys in January, February, March of last year, and I couldn't have known it except I've seen the studies, or I've been in this field, so I hear about these things, and I know the medical, you know, the medical research on it. My point is, they, in the SPARS document, have MCM all through their medical countervention measures. It's not allowing the top doctors in the world, the head of Pfizer, Michael Yeadon, the head of, they don't let the doctors talk so that you can't get the information, so that they could get the needle in and say, oh, and now they're going to back up on it and say, oh, well, we think it was released from Wuhan, and, well, we didn't know it would do this. Yes, they did. They've done these before, over and over, and it always kills everybody, because you can't make your body allergic to the common cold. You just can't do these things. And so my point is, there's a lot of fixing that we can do, and I'm going to tell you what, detox, super antioxidants, all kind of, you've got Len Horowitz on every Thursday, second hour yes. of John Moore's show. Great information. Be encouraged. Don't be afraid. Because fear brings down your immune system. We can fix this, but we've got to start just going straight down to it, stop bickering amongst ourselves and who we like and who we don't like. Let's all hate the people trying to undermine our Constitution and who've committed treason against us and stolen an election. Let's hold their feet to the fire. Let's call our congressmen, our senators. Our poll is how many people showed up to see him speak. In 2 days, one guy's pulling 50,000. In 2 weeks, one guy can't get 10. Now, we're not having it. And like I said, put your foot down. Keep that money in your pocket. Pay it into an escrow account if you're afraid. If you're not, hisadvocates.org. Cancel the contracts. You get passports. They're issued by the State Department. This is all real. It's not a scam. But the way that the globalists look at this, if you're dumb enough for me to get you, you deserve to be got. They feed on us. And they feed on the ignorant. And that's what the Bible says. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. So I love what you do. I love all the information that you get. And other thing is, people, put $10 a month on some credit card or on some something to RBN just every month. That's what I did. It's painless. I mean, I don't have a lot of money, you know. So it's a matter of, if you're going to spend $5 for Starbucks coffee or go to the movie or out to dinner, come on, man, this is all month, 30 days of truth and power to you, power to, so you can run your life, so you can be free, so you can be fearless through all this. I've never put on a mask. I've never been afraid of anything here because I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm doing. And so do a lot of these doctors. Even if you just go the traditional way, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, you could use quinine water, gin and tonics. And they just kept that from the people. And vitamin C. I'm in Ohio. You're going to give a lottery to get people to do something like this?
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, they, with $1 million, do you think they could have supplied enough vitamin C and vitamin D and zinc for the population of Ohio?
Yeah, well, but yeah, there's no profit in curing people. The big money is in constant ongoing treatment. The medical industrial complex needs all Americans to be chronically ill with something, or they would collapse economically. And again, I want to go back to that HBO documentary, The Crime of the Century. It is repeating. If you're on HBO Plus, you can stream it, to your computer or your TV set. Anybody who thinks that the medical industrial complex is interested in your good health, this will be an eye-opener.
Well, the trick is, it's not just the medical industrial complex that's doing this. Check this out. The U.S. Public Health Service also closely followed the progress of the biological warfare and research development of HIV from the very start of the program. The Centers for Disease Control and the National Institutes of Health in the United States were working with the military in weaponizing these diseases. The Special Virus Cancer Program, created by the CIA and the National Institutes of Health to develop a deadly pathogen to which humanity had no natural immunity, that's AIDS, was disguised as a war on cancer, but was actually part of MKNaomi. So what I'm trying to get people to understand is, the people that you're looking to, the World Health Organization, all these people you're going to, you're wearing your mask, your dirty face diaper, breathing your carbon dioxide, decreasing your children's oxygen, making them stupid. It's like vaccinating them, then they're retarded, and everybody's like, oh, I couldn't have known. Yeah, you could have. Yeah, all you have to do is look around. All you have to do is decide to take an interest in your own life, in your own self-preservation, and going to work every day and coming home and putting your feet up and complaining about how hard you got it ain't going to cut it at this point. So let me just give this paper name, and then I'll shut up and get off. Mycoplasma, the Linking Pathogen and Neurosystemic Diseases by Professor Donald Scott. When you look at this little 11-page article, it's going to show you how they made mycoplasma. That's what AIDS is. That's why so many people are suffering from crippling pain, muscle pain. It's from brucellosis. That's the cow arthritis combined with the Vizsla virus, which is the T.
Yeah, well, I remember 5 years ago when I was in the hospital, that was with mycoplasma pneumonia. Anyway, listen, Lauren, I got to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials.
Thank you for everything you're
doing. All right, have a good weekend, and we'll be back after these few words.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter.
And welcome back to our show here, last segment of the program today, and we're going to go to Mitchell in Memphis. Hello, Mitchell. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, my God. Mike Rivera, what's up?
Well, you tell me.
I'll try. Listen, I like Lauren from Ohio, but I kind of went after her over this before about the property tax First of all, I want to say, is Mike, you and Claire, there's a term that I've made up. I call it governmental circumstantial duress. And that's what a lot of people are under. And they're having
yes.
to get this vaccination. And everybody's circumstance is different. I haven't been forced. I know it's not a legal mandate, but it's sort of indirectly a lot of people are having to get it when they don't want to.
Yes.
Because of circumstance. So I'll call it governmental circumstantial duress. Also about Lauren, she pays property taxes. Now she comes back now and she's saying, well, if you don't owe taxes, don't pay. But she homeschools her children.
Yes.
I think she lives in Ohio. And in Ohio, the property tax is probably, of the amount of the property tax that goes to the school to fund the schools, is probably, I don't know, I'm here in Tennessee, probably 50 to 70% or something. So, Lauren, if you homeschool your children, why are you paying the property tax? Now, you said that we could pay $15 to the Interior Department or something, and you said you can get out of it. Well, I heard a story a while back. There was a man in New Jersey that was paying. He had to leave the state of New Jersey to get out of paying. I think he's paying $14,000 a year in property taxes. So how do we get out from under the property tax issue? Lauren, I really want to know, because if we can't hold a load of your title and homestead and have your property and your land and not pay rent on it, are you really free? I would like her to go into that a little more. But the last thing I want to say, Mike, Layla's always talking about we must not be violent, we must not do this, we must not be use force, we mustn't do that. I want to read something real quick, and I've got here the four options humans have when in a rock and a hard place situation. So we, the people in this country, we're in that rock and a hard place situation with a tyrannical government. There's four options. There may be five. You can help me out, but I've got four. Number one, you can attempt to affect change through the proper channels.
Yes.
Number two, you can use escapism. You can escape it. Geographically, you can run. You can take drugs. You know, alter your mind. You can escape through suicide, and you can escape through hope and prayer. Number three, you can use force and physical resistance. And number four would be acquiescence. You can submit to it. Now, what I want to ask Layla, these are the four options. The human species, you know, these are your options. Which one do you choose, Layla? Because you've agreed.
To judge by her comments on Gaza, I would see it would be that last one, acquiescence, which
I don't agree with.
I mean, you know, that's like saying that, you know, a little tiny woman who's being attacked by a really big muscular man ought to just lie there and take it because she has no hope of successfully fighting him off.
Right.
You know, I think she should be there trying to scratch his eyes out at the very least.
I agree with you. And so, Mike, that's my question to Layla, if you could address this. Those are the options. You can try to affect change through the proper channels. If you know, see, the problem we have is we don't have the proper channels. They're being removed. You just saw one
of
the big ones.
Yeah, they are. You know, the independent media was one of the last ones we had, and it's being attacked now. Anyway, listen, Mitchell, I'm going to have to let you go now. We're at the end of the program.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
My apology to those callers waiting online who did not get on the air. Have yourself a really good weekend. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. Have a really good, safe weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.